AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development. You can follow us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and our Facebook group page for Women on the Edge, Women in Business. And as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. When the world says give up, hope whispers, try it one more time. When the world says give up, hope whispers, try it one more time. You know, the author of that quote is unknown, but that is an awesome, awesome quote. That is just fantastic. And these are some of the things that we want to teach our children. And even as adults, the world, there's many, many, many people in the world that'll say give up, it's not worth it. But hope whispers, try it one more time. It reminds me of oftentimes you hear me talking about Steve Jobs, and you know, he was always that one more thing, one more thing. And you know, my sister-in-law, she says, are you still working? Just one more, you know, just one more thing. And one more time, because you never know, that one more time might be the time that you need to get that success or that goal that you're trying to reach. So be encouraged if something's going on there. My On the Edge power question tonight, little different. We're going to have some younger listeners this evening, and you'll find out why in a little bit. On the Edge power question, how transparent are you with your professional self? This is about you tonight. This is about how you became you professionally. And we have a great guest in the studio tonight. I'm going to introduce you to Lane Sanders a little later in the show. But how transparent are you with your professional self? So hang on to that for a few minutes, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Small businesses, 175,000 jobs in January. Well, there's some debate, 113 jobs. Fox News reports, ADP reports 175,000. But 113 jobs in January added. Now, the unemployment rate is down 6.6%. I like that. I'm still looking for the 5%, but it feels good to know that our job market is getting a little bit better. That's the lowest in 5 years. ADP reports that small businesses continue to create more jobs. Now, this isn't rocket science. We know that small businesses are the backbone of this country. Small businesses, you know, oftentimes we hear, you know, we're here in Silicon Valley, we have some of our you know, folks running for assembly member and mayors. And you know, when you get into that season, you know, you start to hear about small businesses and, you know, for small business. We really are the backbone of this country. And if you take away backbone, is supposed to strengthen it, even for our physical form and our bodies, we can't stand without a backbone. We can't. It supports. It's the structure. It is a system that allows the operation of something to happen. And so 75,000 jobs were created by small businesses. Can we give them a hand? You know, give the small business, Kevin, my producer here, can we give them a hand for their hard work? And thank you. That's right. 34,000 large businesses created jobs. So we appreciate that as well. But we want to keep in mind, those of you that are small business owners, you're making a difference. You're impacting. I have something that this is sort of news. This is sort of business news related, but I thought it was kind of interesting. I saw this in the news today, and some of you may have seen it in the news or read it on Yahoo or something like that. But Chula Vista firefighter, can someone please explain to me why the police officer had to put the firefighter in handcuffs? Can anyone explain that to me? Are you kidding me? Not moving the truck. You know, it's interesting that we have these organizations that you think that the firefighters and the police officers are working together. So in terms of the professional etiquette there, I think, you know, that didn't go real well. So we're going to see how that turns out. That's going to, you know, that's under investigation and how that actually happened. So so let's try to, you know, work together. We know that, you know, we appreciate our firefighters and we appreciate our police officers. The one thing that we don't want to see is you guys not getting along out there. So, you know, everyone stay safe, you know, while you're trying to protect our communities and our country and all of that sort of stuff. But that was just kind of, are you kidding me? So how transparent are you with your professional self? So tonight we're gonna have some young listeners, probably some college or high schoolers, maybe some college students. We do have college students that listen in. And I ask this because, you know, being a radio show host, how did I get here? What shaped my professional life? You know, I'm curious about those things. Are you where you want to be? You know, are you 50s, 60s, and you got caught up in, you know, not really being where you wanted to be, but had to be where you had to be to get the bills paid, things like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about this tonight. And I want you to do a little exercise for me. So if you're driving, you can do this in your mind. Don't pull out your, you know, cell phone or whatever and try to do this. But those that are at home and you're happening to be listening online, take out a piece of paper and put a circle in the center of the paper. And in the center of that paper, I want you to put the letters M-E in the middle of that paper. And then I want you to put the year that you were born in that same circle. And then we're going to take like maybe four different circles that will be outside of the circle. And I want you to consider the points in your life that were turning points in your life that shaped, that really took you in some direction with your life and how you, and maybe you learned some things about yourself. And so I'm going to share a little bit about, I'm going to use myself as the example. So I did this exercise myself. And so, and also in the middle of that circle, so you have 19, you have the year of your birth, you have ME, which is me, and then put 2014 in that circle as well. And so if you're listening and you're driving, this is all in your mind. And so if it's not and you're doing something else and you get pulled over, do not blame me for that because I said do it in your mind. Okay, so we got four other circles around that circle. So as I considered how I got here, what you end up doing is so important. You impact. You don't realize that your life is not disconnected from other people's lives or what we do. We are actually connected. And so somehow we're going to touch, we're going to influence, we're going to do something that that will impact someone else's life. But, you know, from the time that I was born, 1965, that's what's in the middle of my center circle. By the time I was 10, I knew that I was artistic. I knew that I could draw. I knew that I had this skill set. And it's interesting because if you look at the artistic world, artists aren't just stuck in one place. When you connect with an artist is the people that, you know, you want to know about different types of arts. You know, I was I like to draw and I like to paint. So I found out that I like that. And then as I continued to grow, I found out that I like to dance and I found out that singing's not my thing. So you'll never get that out of me. But you know, acting and all of these different things that artists will, but you'll find that that's creativity and creativity can be poured into other areas in your profession. And if, in fact, because I'm creative, I'm very strategic in what I do in terms of business. So that by 1975, I knew something about myself in terms of the creative realm, and that was shaping who I have now become today. And here, creativity, being on a radio show, this is still creativity from a business perspective, but it's very interesting putting the shows together as well. So by the time 1977 rolled around, and I want you to do this because I want you to understand where you're at and how you got there and why it's important for the young people that are listening in tonight, the decisions that you make about your life walk with you through your entire life. They don't go away. They're pieces of your sum total of the decisions and the influences around your life as you continue to grow. And so there's opportunities that you're going to have, and there's going to be people that you're going to want maybe in your life or out of your life. And making those decisions are really, really important. So by the time 1977 came around, I was 12 years old, and I found out that I was a hard worker, and I was competitive when it came to rewards at work. So I ended up working, you know, now, and I'm sure young people don't do this today, but I, you know, when I was about 14, lied about my age, and I worked at McDonald's. And, you're supposed to be 16 or if you had a worker's permit. But if I walked into a place and there was a plaque on the wall with, you know, different, you know, you're the employee of the month, I needed to be employee of the month. I wasn't really competing against other employees. You really compete against yourself. Even though you have competitors out there, it's really what you choose to do and be the best that you can be in your life. And so I needed to be employee of the month. So that was, those were decisions that I made to be the best or be excellent. And so no one else makes you excellent. It's the decisions that you make that makes you excellent. Because if you compare yourself with other people, and adults do this, we do it in business, we do it in as a business owner, you know, whatever our competitors are doing. But at the end of the day, you really have to do things that not just what your competitors are doing or what everyone else is doing. And again, like Warren Buffett says, if everyone's doing it, it's not good enough. But you are really comparing your who you are, what's excellent about you, what's the value that you bring that's a different and that's a change. So by 1983, I was 17 years old, senior in high school, and I realized that I had the power to influence. And so I put together this group of kids. I lived in a low-income neighborhood, and I went to every single one of their parents, their houses, and I knocked on their doors, and I said, after school, your kids are going to be over at my house across the street, and we're going to be dancing, and we're going to be doing shows and doing different things to help them learn how to work together. And the rule was they had to do good in school, and they couldn't fight with one another within the neighborhood. So I found out that I could influence. And then the last one, by 1985 plus, bringing you up to 2014, at 21 years old, I realized and learned, I did not learn this, and this is funny because I was telling the kids to do this, but the value of education. You know, you can go to school, but you don't always understand the value of education and the value of learning. And if you think that learning is always inside a school or a college, it's not. You are always learning. If you value that, you're going to get a lot out of it. When we come back, I'm going to introduce my guest and why we're doing this. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. Overwhelming traffic situation tonight. The rain is causing too many problems to detail here. The metering lights have been turned on at the Bay Bridge. 880 overcrossing is the backup and slow across the upper deck. West 80 slow from the racetrack. Same stretch eastbound delays out of the maze out towards Gilman. And heavy on the 280 extension in San Francisco. North 280 at Cesar Chavez. North 101 from 280 out to the lower deck. 24 and 13 is really jammed up right there. Northbound 13 is backed up to Park, just trying to get onto 24. And then East 24 is jammed up to the Caldecott Tunnel. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic, log on to SigAlerts.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6. Part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Hey, great news! Your home's value has probably skyrocketed over the last couple of years. So you can refi for up to 80% of your home's new value without paying for mortgage insurance. Take that stack of cash and pay off all of your non-deductible debt, credit cards, car loans, whatever, and replace them with cheaper mortgage interest, which may be tax deductible. Check with your tax advisor. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. And with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you what your home's current value looks like and figure out how to cut your monthly nut while cutting your interest rates too. So take 5 minutes and call us at 866-590-CASH and take advantage of our fixed rates as low as 3.5% rate and APR with no closing costs. None. The sooner you call, the sooner you could cut your total monthly payments.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 6038780. NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Kind of funky coming back into the show here. So we're talking about transparency professionally, how you have gotten to where you're going. And for the young listeners that are listening tonight, your decisions impact those that are not so young and have a little bit more maturity to them. You can change decisions and you can do things a little differently. And you know, I saw this. You remember the saying, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Who came up with that? You know, I was looking online and I was trying to find who came up with that. And I found something as someone said, I don't know, but my dog is like 82 and he can learn a new trick in a day. I'm just wondering, what kind of tricks, you know? So those that are a little bit more mature, how we're connecting people to dogs learning new tricks, people continue to learn. Your brain is the best computer on the planet. Really the way that it's designed, you know, all truth be told. We have a guest here tonight, Lane Sanders. And I want to share a little bit about what he's doing and a little bit about who he is. Lane Sanders is the executive director of the Miss East Bay Cities Scholarship Program pageant, or originally known as the Miss Oakland pageant from 2005 to 2010. The Miss Oakland pageant has a 63-year history with the Miss America organization. Lane, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I am really thrilled about your program. And can you give us a little bit of history and how, you know, how you changed, the names changed over the years. But what is the real purpose behind the Miss East Bay Cities Scholarship program?
We're a local step to the Miss California state final for the Miss America organization, Miss America pageant. We are, I like to say, we are a place where young women can learn how to express their views and their opinions with tact and grace.
Sure.
There aren't very many places that young women can learn to do that nowadays.
Right.
So we started out as Miss Oakland. After the time that we spent as Miss Oakland, we weren't having the type of response that I would have liked to have had and the type of reach that I would have liked to have for us to have had. So we took a year off, decided that we wanted to extend our reach a little bit.
Sure.
And that's why we decided to reorganize ourselves as Miss East Bay Cities, thinking that that's how we could reach more contestants. That would be a broader title, could get more contestants interested in something a little more broad, and could be girls from Fremont or girls from Castro Valley, or some could be more interested in representing a broader title than something as more specific as Oakland.
Right, right. And that's interesting. And because of that, you've had some successes as a result of really changing that name. So you have, how many contestants do you have this year?
Well, this year in what we refer to as our closed structure title, Miss East Bay Cities, we have 12 contestants this year, which is more than we've ever had before. In the past, we've tried to get six or eight. We've struggled to have six or eight.
Right.
And in our open division, which we've added this year, which is open to young ladies from throughout the state of California, we've got 17 contestants.
Right.
So we have 29 contestants this year, all told,
right,
competing for three different titles.
This is fantastic. So, and part of this is the Bay really becoming aware that you're here and you're actually doing, you know, a scholarship. Now, the scholarship is for college?
College scholarships, yes. We give out college scholarships.
Right. Yeah, that's a tongue twister there.
That is a good bit, yes.
So the bottom line is they get money.
they get cash to go to school.
There you go. They get cash to go to school. You can't beat that. But you had a success 2010 team. Your title holder, Miss California's Outstanding. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know that that's a big win for you guys.
Yeah, that was really exciting for us. That was a young lady who came to us. Actually, she was one of our first teen title holders. She came to us as a 13-year-old young lady. Would not even look me in the eye when she was introduced to me.
Wow.
Was one of our first teen title holders, competed at Miss California's Outstanding Teen, and was a non-finalist talent award winner. And it just kind of lit a fire under her. And she decided that she wanted to continue to keep coming back and competing, She went back the next year and made the top 10. As another title holder.
That's
and
awesome.
Then she came back as my title holder. We created another title for her in 2010. And she went back and competed and became Miss California's Outstanding Teen, and competed at Miss America's Outstanding Teen, in Florida that year. And she has now, has grown and become such an incredible young lady. She's just returned from, she's going to San Jose State, is a junior at San Jose State currently, and has just returned from a trip to South Africa.
Wow, fantastic. Decisions, transparency, what makes you today. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Not a bad ride. A little bit of slowing out of San Francisco headed for the Golden Gate Bridge. Big delays all directions to the Bay Bridge out of San Francisco. North 101 stacked up from Highway 280 leading to the span. Westbound Bay Bridge is jammed up too from Oakland into San Francisco. In Marin, North 101 slows from 1 Stinson Beach in Marin City up to Lucky Drive, and then from DeLong to and after East Washington. South 101 brake lights Lucas Valley Road headed to North San Pedro Road. ACE train system, the trains that in the afternoon run between the South Bay and the Central Valley. Train number 6 being held at Livermore Station. There's a possible sinkhole there near the tracks between Livermore and Vasco. Hey traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's not your fault, not the hot flashes or moodiness, not the excessive sweating or weight gain, none of it. Hi, I'm Beth, and if you're like most women, you can feel miserable and misunderstood with your menopausal symptoms, or you can try Avlamil. Avlamil is formulated by women for women seeking an effective, all-natural alternative to menopause treatment. Say goodbye to drenching hot flashes, bone-numbing chills, and sleepless nights. And Avlamil is convenient, like a vitamin. I just take one in the morning and I'm good for the day. Look, society says menopause is something we're supposed to endure. Not anymore. Now that there's Avlamil, stop living with hot flashes. Avlamil is guaranteed to work or your money back. And if you act now, you can get a free one-month supply. Go to lastflashnow.com for details. Stop suffering in silence. It's not your fault. Go to lastflashnow.com. 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 These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Avlamil is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. See site for money-back guarantee details.
Empowered Investing. Empowered Investing has moved to a new earlier time, and we don't want you to miss a minute of Joe Lopresti's indispensable proactive investment strategies.
Empowered Investing.
Empowered Investing is now Saturday mornings at 11 here on AM 1220 KDOW. If you've missed a show, log on to arlington-capital.com for the podcast.
That's arlington-capital.com.
And be sure to catch the next Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti, Saturday morning at 11, here on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDOW.
Want to be a lawyer? Think it's just like the legal shows on TV? How about talking with the dean of one of America's premier law schools, Pepperdine? This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Howard Miller are joined by Danelle Reese-Taha for a revealing and highly interesting talk about what it takes to become an attorney. The rewards are great. Tune in Champions of Justice this Saturday night at 5 and Sunday night at 8 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here. I know that's a pretty cool song, kind of suave. You know, I wondered who that, I hadn't heard that. Prince, brand new Prince, who didn't used to be Prince, and then he was the artist formerly known as Prince. I tell you, that's Hollywood. That's contracts. That has to do with contracts. That's another show. So Resiligence tip now. The safety solution, the mobile application that can keep your campuses safe, your colleges, your hospitals, hotels, a mobile app that you can anonymously text if you see something, say something. And that means if you see some potential criminal activity, you can text anonymously to the code that is on a poster in that community. Maybe it's at a college campus, and if they're using the TipNow application, so you text and you get that right straight to the security, and that's www.tipnow.com for more information about that. But we want to keep our college campuses safe, our schools, our hospitals, our work campuses. And you've heard me say this, all joking aside, that if you get fired from your job, it's not okay to go back and retaliate. If you're upset at your instructors and teachers, it is not okay to retaliate with any physical force, violence, anything. There is always another way to resolve your frustration. So please go to www.tipnow.com for those organizations that are security decision makers and get this tool on campus. It is already mitigating criminal activity on other campuses, Berkeley. UC Berkeley's using it, San Jose State University is using it, several police organizations are using it, and many, many more around the the Bay Area and some overseas locations as well. So go to tipnow.com and learn more about it and let them know you heard it here on KDOW, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We're back with Lane Sanders, who is the executive director on the Miss East Bay Cities Scholarship Pageant. And, you know, what I love about this is that if you weren't tuning in before the break and he talked about a young lady who's 13 years old who couldn't look him in the eyes and now she's traveling the world. She's a leader. You know, we hear you're born a leader. You're not born a leader. You're born with a leadership's abilities in you. And if you cultivate them, you can become a great leader, because not always people will become leaders, even though the qualities are there. So, you know, I like to be careful when coaches and other people are saying, you know, everyone's born a leader. Well, not exactly. You have to learn how to be a leader. You have the qualities of leadership in you, and they have to be cultivated. And this pageant and what you're doing, Lane, is obviously giving these young ladies an opportunity to explore who they can become and what's really out there for them.
I like to think so. I think, you know, nowadays pageant girls get kind of a bad rap. I like to tell them, and they're rather unique nowadays, because nowadays we have the mindset that everybody gets a ribbon for competing, or everybody gets a prize for competing. Well, these girls go into this particular competition knowing that in this particular case they have one chance out of 12 of them, and one of them ending up with a crown on their head. And then the open contestants go in with one chance of 17, with one of them ending up with a crown on their head, or two chances, since we're giving away two titles. But they have to be going in and doing this for something other than the prize.
Right.
They have to go in with doing it for something, you know, for the interview skills that we teach, for the resume help that we give them, for just the, you know, learning how to express themselves, learning how to conduct themselves in front of an interview panel, learning how to, get out in the world and to just be a person.
Right. And some of these things that you're talking about are called soft skills, for those of you that aren't sure. But we're not seeing the soft skills that we'd like to see with college students coming out of college. Real quick, we're going to go to another commercial break. And also, you can get to more information at MissEastBay.org. So make sure you check out their website, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Not a bad ride. A little bit of slowing out of San Francisco headed for the Golden Gate Bridge. Big delays all directions to the Bay Bridge out of San Francisco. North 101 stacked up from Highway 280 leading to the span. Westbound Bay Bridge is jammed up too from Oakland into San Francisco. In Marin, North 101 slows from 1 Stinson Beach in Marin City up to Lucky Drive, and then from DeLong to and after East Washington. South 101 brake lights, Lucas Valley Road headed to North San Pedro Road. ACE train system, the trains that in the afternoon run between the South Bay and the Central Valley. Train number 6 being held at Livermore Station. There's a possible sinkhole there near the tracks between Livermore and Vasco. Hey traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic, and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Investing in the stock market is not the only long-term retirement strategy out there. With San Francisco-based Landsmith Company, now you can own turnkey, new construction rental homes in very stable markets,
including Indianapolis, Fort Worth, and the Houston metro area.
For example, a newly built four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home can be yours for as low as $120,000 and will rent for $1,250 a month. Whether you pay all cash or obtain financing, your new rental house will cash flow immediately.
These brand new homes come with builder's warranties and a 12-month lease guaranteed by the local property management working for you.
Landsmith has been in the residential real estate investment business for 15 years, and their vast experience has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg News, USA Today, the California Real Estate Journal, and CNBC Television. If you are a cash buyer or seasoned real estate investor, browse the Landsmith catalog of available properties today at investorlink.net. That's investorlink.net. Net.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. He is just rocking the old school. You know, it's hard. I'm like, can we go off the air now? We're just going to have an old school party at KDOW Business. Okay, so back to Business on the Edge. We have Superior Compliance Solutions are hosting a free executive training to educate small business owners in the areas of compliance and fraud. Compliance and fraud. That's going to be on February 20th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. This includes a continental breakfast, and they meet every third Thursday of each month. For additional information, you can contact Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info@superiorcompliancesolutions.com. So you want to avoid those frauds and, you know, things that people are doing, you know, that they shouldn't be doing at work. So that's good stuff. Good stuff for small business owners. I encourage it because small businesses, a lot of things happen within your walls that shouldn't be happening. So not because you want them to happen, but just because sometimes you're learning, you know, especially the small businesses. So we're back here in the studio with Elaine Sanders with the Miss East Bay City Scholarship Program. He is the executive director, making an impact for our young ladies. So tell us, give us where we can contact you. We gave the website, but there's tickets still out there. How can we get involved to support what you're doing? It costs money to do this. So give us that information.
Well, our website is www.misseastbay.org. You can contact us there. Our email address is misseastbayorg@gmail.com. We are always on the hunt for sponsors. As you said, it costs money to do this.
Sure.
We pay a franchise fee every year for the use, for being able to use the Miss California, Miss America names. It would be great to have a sponsor come on board and be able to say that this is the Miss East Bay Cities pageant sponsored by someone.
Right.
We have great sponsors that have come on board this year. We've got great prize packages for each winner. As we've grown, the sponsors have grown with us, and we're grateful for them. But we always are happy to grow a little bit more.
Sure. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I would encourage, get involved. You know, Business on the Edge, we really get involved with as much as we can in terms of our community, our kids, we're really, you know, talking a lot more about young ladies being involved with STEM, you know, the science, technology, engineering, mathematics areas of education. And so get involved and sponsor, you know, come out to the event. The tickets are still available. They're $25.
Tickets are still available currently. Tickets are $25. And they're available online through our website. We have a few tickets available currently. We're going to be releasing a few more as of Sunday or Monday when the contestants turn in their unsold tickets. We'll have a few more that we'll be releasing, and they'll be available through the website.
Absolutely. And I'll be there. I'm going to be one of their guest judges. I appreciate you guys inviting me out to participate in
that. Very excited about that.
We're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting the young ladies there. And so it is important that we as business owners and professionals, that we get behind good programs. And this program, like I said, if you were not tuned in earlier, the young lady that is now traveling the world, that's 13, was 13 years old. She's probably how old?
She's 20.
Now. 20 now. So that's 7 years. And Miss East Bay pageant impacted her year after year when she realized. And again, how did you become and what influenced you to become where you're at today? And so when you're connected with the right people, like Elaine Sanders, that's priceless. That's priceless for this young lady. She'll never forget you. She'll never forget what this organization has done for her, and she's traveling the world. And so we want to see more of this, and we know that you can't participate in everything, but you can participate in something. And I would really encourage you to come out and participate in the Miss Oakland Scholarship Pageant. Come encourage the young ladies. Excuse me, Miss Oakland, I'm looking at that scholarship, the other title, but it's Miss East Bay Cities.
East Bay Cities.
Right, it used to be the Miss Oakland Scholarship Pageant, so I want to make sure I'm not giving you the wrong information. And also, you can connect with them on Facebook.com/ Miss East Bay Cities. And all of this information also is going to be on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/BusinessOnTheEdge/BusinessOnTheEdge. And so we'll post that. Vanessa's posting that right now, even as we speak. And again, $25 to go out and support. You just can't beat that. And so what are some of the things can we expect the night of the pageant?
Well, there are five areas of competition that the young ladies will be competing in. They first of all start off the day with a private interview with the panel of judges, such as yourself. Then they have the onstage question that they compete in. They have talent that they compete in on stage, the swimsuit competition, and evening gown, and you put me on the spot. I'm forgetting one.
Well, the point is, it's really a great event to come out and support. I am looking forward to participating in this competition in terms of I'm going to be one of the contestants. No, I'm just kidding. To really support these young ladies and what they're doing. And again, let me give you a little bit more information on what we were talking about earlier. When I look at this and I look at what the Miss East Bay Cities pageant is doing, and I had you do the little circle in the circle. There's key things, opportunities, something happens in our lives that pushes us in some direction, some profession. And I would encourage you is to do that thing. Do the thing that is the legacy on your life. And that's the easiest way that I can put that, is that it's legacy. It's not, don't trade in your legacy for, hanging out with the wrong people, or trade your legacy because, and I understand, older, generations and more mature people that have lived a great life. Still, legacy is important. Legacy, for regardless of your age, legacy is important. And what you leave behind is going to be important. Leave what you want behind. Don't trade it for anything else. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Heads up for a crash in Concord on northbound 242 before Grant Street. Stop and go traffic from Clayton Road. It's an overturned tanker, which is on the right-hand shoulder in a ditch, and a tree is reported in the right lane. Watch for slowing there. Highway 4 eastbound, slow Solano Way, Concord to Port Chicago Highway. Then on the other side of the Willow Pass, delays from Loveridge Road to A Street, all on eastbound Highway 4. East 24 slows Orinda headed to Walnut Creek to the 680 interchange, and North 680 slow Diablo Road on the way to Treat Boulevard. Other slow spots in
business. business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
He's a regular contributor to MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, Bloomberg, and the Fox Business Channel. He's the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's been a professional money manager on the front lines of the market daily for the last 18 years. Bill Gunderson's popular nationwide radio show, Best Stocks Now, weekday mornings from 6 to 7. Don't miss it. Best Stocks Now with Bill Gunderson, weekday mornings starting at 6, here on AM 1220 KDOW.
What's better than spending a Sunday meal with your children and grandchildren? Those memories last a lifetime, but so does the memory and fear of bad breath. Many foods, medications, and medical issues can make your mouth dry and wreak havoc on your breath. That's why I created TheraBreath mouthwash and toothpaste, the patented solution for bad breath and dry mouth that works instantly and lasts over 12 hours. Hi, I'm Dr. Harold Katz, America's bad breath expert. Studies prove that nothing works faster and lasts longer to stop bad breath than TheraBreath. I personally guarantee that TheraBreath products work better than any other mouthwash or toothpaste or your money back. If you want to feel confident about your breath, reach for TheraBreath in the mouthwash aisle at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and other major retailers. Look for the bright green and orange packaging. For valuable coupons, visit TheraBreath.com/Sunday. That's TheraBreath.com/Sunday.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Fantastic. I didn't see that coming. But that is a great, great way to come into this final segment. Wouldn't you say I think that is fantastic? Mm-hmm. It's like I could just see all your girls standing there, young ladies standing there with such a great music coming out. So we have a couple of other events that are coming up that we want to share with you. KDOW is doing their annual Business and Money Expo. That is going to be April 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's going to be at the Santa Clara Convention Center. So that's the KDOW Business and Money Expo. I will be speaking at that event as well at 3 p.m. And I will be doing a session on women in business, building sustainable business models. So I look forward to doing that. And, of course, Rob Black is going to be there as well. And many of the other show hosts, you will have an opportunity to meet and hear from them as well. And, again, that is KDOW Business and Money Expo. That is Expo, April 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Santa Clara Convention Center. Also, we have a free event, Christian Women in Business, The Power to Get Wealth. There's about 40 seats. I think that there's about 20 seats remaining. You can register for that event at www.businessontheedge.biz. You can click the training button there and register for that link, and that's going to also be on Facebook as well. We need to talk about getting wealth and building business with those that have a faith-based belief system and understanding that there's things that need to happen there as well. So hope you come out for that as well. And again, the information will be out there on the website for you, one of our next event here. So we are back with Lane Sanders, who's doing a phenomenal work with the young girls with the scholarship pageant. And Lane, if you had to give your best advice to them, what would that be? You're impacting. This is kudos to you.
Well, thank you so much. What I tell the contestants and what the rule of thumb that we kind of tell them is just be the best you that you can be. If you're in the interview or if you're on stage and you're trying to be somebody that you think the judges want you to be, they're going to miss you. Because they're looking for you to be that title holder.
Right.
And if you're not being yourself and you're trying to be, and you're being somebody else,
right,
you're not being you.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And so I guess that would be the best advice I could give in your daily life. You know, don't be what you think you're, you know, other people think that you want you to be. Just be yourself and you know, be true to yourself.
Right.
And
that's right.
And that'll get you further in the long run.
I agree with that. And that sounds a lot like what I said earlier. Warren Buffett says, if everyone's doing it, it's not good enough. And what is he saying? He's saying, don't be like everyone else. You know, be unique. Mm-hmm. You are uniquely designed. And so I can appreciate that a lot. And again, if you're just tuning into the final segment, you know, the show started out with, you know, an on the edge question. Was how transparent are you with your professional self? And our young people are making those decisions now. You know, my decisions were different because my circumstances were different. But all of those things impact who you ultimately become, the good, bad, and ugly. And I agree with Lane here. Lane, absolutely. Be who you're supposed to be. Do not try to be someone else. Can you give us your web address again and information on getting connected, getting tickets before we leave the show tonight?
Sure. It's www.misseastbay.org is our website. Our email address is misseastbayorg@gmail.com.
Okay. So you can get information there. And again, the tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available, yes, $25. And they're available on the website as well.
Available on the website. And you can connect on Facebook.com, Miss East Bay Cities. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Lane. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.